The stream works! We're connected!
Pussy gush!
Pussy gush!
Pussy gush!
1,000 years ago, superstition and the sword ruled. It was a time of darkness. It was a world of fear. It was the age of gargoyles. Stone by day, warriors by night. We were betrayed by the humans we had sworn to protect, frozen in stone by a magic spell for 1,000 years. Now here in Manhattan, the spell is broken, and we live again. Defenders of the night. We are WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Looking at my cock. What is going on here? What? Yes. Yes. Penis. There's a giant cock over here, all right? Come over here and suck it. Suck it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Monday edition of Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program Live. I am Mike. I am joined by my co-host and life partner.
Delicious.
How are you, sir?
I am wonderfully pudgy.
Were you totally bummed out to hear of the passing of the lead singer of the band War? Mr. Yeah. Odorous Urungus?
You know, I don't think he was that big of a part of the band. I think they can go on without him.
You think?
No.
Actually, he was not the original lead singer of the band. He played like a variety of different instruments throughout. I think he played bass at some point, he played guitar, and then eventually sung, but he wasn't the original singer. So I think that, like, the legend of Gwar lives on. He was 64 billion years old.
At least 50.
50 years, yeah. No, that was when his human slave died. But Odorous Urungus was actually 43 billion years old. He was assembled on a planet called Scumdoggia in Syntho Womb 5. After pieces of his moldy warframe were found scattered throughout the galaxy. His father was a supercomputer, and his mother was a petri dish.
I bet he had scrummy yum-yums.
Do you think that his balls probably smell?
Yeah.
When you
look at the pictures of him and all dressed up and all geared out,
right,
he looks like he has smelly nuts.
Yeah, and I mean, like, you know, we play the hockey in our goalie gear, and afterwards we smell terrible.
Oh, easily terrible.
And, like,
terrible.
That's because we wear the same stuff every week, and, like, you know, it gets a scent from, like, moving around in it and sweating in it and then just sticking it in a bag.
Have you ever...
He does the same thing. I mean, I don't think you can wash that latex outfit, I would imagine.
No, you can air dry it. Have you ever, like, had sex with your lady friend and then, like, almost immediately gone to hockey, like you didn't have time or take the time to take a shower or a bath?
Like before?
Yeah.
Yes.
Every time I do that, I feel like
Is this going to end with a tie-in to Gore?
No.
Okay.
But I feel, well, it can. Yeah, I'll tie it into Gore. So you're out there. Do you ever feel like you got the vagina slime on you, like on your man parts, and you feel more slippery than normal?
My man parts don't usually come into contact with
vagina.
Well, I mean, like I don't use my man parts during that. I put it in like a cup. And
yeah, you don't sweat around your man parts.
What does this have to do with Gore?
I bet his
we're doing a loving tribute to Gore.
I bet his latex codpiece smelled like groupy mouth.
I didn't see any members of Gore in the dick list you did the other day.
Well, we didn't really. No, there was actually one member of Gore.
Oh, there was?
We just didn't mention him.
Did he have a big one?
It wasn't a very funny comment the chick made. It was just like, you know, a passing compliment on his cock size. Well,
to contact the program, I have been informed via the chat that the phone number is not working. So don't use the phone number. It doesn't work.
But we're going to give it to you anyway.
Skype WFO Dicks if you would like to get in contact with the show.
Or 309-740.
But it doesn't work.
So
you'd be giving out a number that doesn't work.
Yeah, but we always give it out.
I mean, okay, so you want... Okay, the number that doesn't work, guys... 309-740-1430. So if you would like to call that number, we won't answer it because it's not working.
No, we're letting our viewers know that that number doesn't work, so they can call any other number but that one, and it'll work.
You would have just as good of a chance of getting a hold of us at any other number in the world as that number.
Yeah, we're letting them know that.
So, okay, you're narrowing down their search.
Yeah, I mean... That's how you do your detective work. You got to start.
Guys, you can rule out that number as a possibility to get a hold of us.
Yeah,
just cross that off the list of numbers that you can contact us at.
You need a list of things you know and a list of things you don't know.
Is there another number that you can rule out?
740-1431.
That one also does not work.
Probably 1432. We're just gonna go down the 30s and the 40s,
fellas. We got a action-packed show later on. We are bringing back one of our cherished bits, Napier's sexy story time. We have a cast of characters. We have several folks that are calling in to help us out because we do not believe that Drunk will be joining us this evening. He was going to play a very substantial part in Napier's sexy story time.
He's got that rape voice, right down pat.
But it wasn't meant to be, so we will attempt to fill his shoes elsewhere with our friends, who, I'm going to be quite honest with you, I'm getting really, really, really tired of, asking them for help at the last minute.
Yeah.
It's got to be getting old for them. And I just feel like such a fuck doing it. Doesn't it just suck to, at the last minute every week have some unprepared asshole be like, oh my God, everything's going wrong. Please help me.
Yeah, the Unfit for FM guys don't do that. They plan ahead and their show is great.
I don't know what this number is that Travis has put in the chat. 309-555-7658. That's probably a number that he attempted to call and did not reach us. So that number you can scratch off your list. You can also not get a hold of us at that number.
And any number that we have listed tonight currently.
Yeah. So just, I mean, throughout the show, if you guys try out a phone number and it doesn't work, please put it in the chat so that we can rule it out as a possibility.
Well, eventually they will get to your house phone.
I don't have a house phone.
Oh. Well, eventually they'll get to your cell phone.
Yeah, that's a possibility. My phone's dead, though, so...
Well, eventually they'll get to my phone whenever I turn it back on.
So, guys, also, Drunk was going to redeem himself by having, an awesome interview with Rihanna.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's no bigger star than Rihanna. That's the biggest star you can get. And we were going to have Drunk's interview with Rihanna. However, Drunk's not going to be here, so he does not redeem himself. However, we still got Rihanna. So So
I would be so pissed off if I was
Rihanna.
Another
number in the chat, 253-737-8765. That is also a number that you cannot get a hold of us at. 301-768-9853. You can also not get a hold of us at that phone number. I hope that, I bet they're putting people's phone numbers in here, like, of like people they don't like.
Why would they have that number if they don't like them?
867-5309. Oh yeah, that doesn't
work. That actually does work in this area.
Somebody bought it, right? They put it up for sale.
Yeah,
like some smartass bought that number to like have like on an 80s station or something, and then he sold it. I remember seeing that.
Yeah, but it used to go to some guy's house who would always get, you know, fucking crank phone calls from everybody in the area. Oh, I love this song from the 80s.
No, Jenny's not here. Fuck you.
Hey, guys, can I talk to Jenny? Is Jenny there? And in case you don't know, 867 is the black area of town.
Oh, here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet that got real old real quick, you know, getting all these white people names. Like, what if your wife didn't understand that, you know, that was the phone number that you were assigned? People kept asking for some whore.
Just bad luck, really.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, I mean, you're excited about your Rihanna interview, right? This is a big deal for us. This is a big get. I mean, we were turned down. Let's see, who have we been turned down by? We were actually turned down by a comedian who contacted us about being on the show, and then they turned us down after we accepted it. So we had that.
And then you tried to date rape some guy into a fucking interview.
Who?
That dude for that little indie film about the...
Oh, the George Clooney guy. Yeah.
Yeah, you tried to date rape him into it. Like, hold on, wait a minute, before you step into my office and give me blowjobs, I have herpes.
Yeah, but I've been turned down a whole bunch of times. And I confirmed with... there was this Asian guy. And he made instrumental music. And he wrote this blog about how, you know, he was putting his music up for free just, you know, to like, I mean, he's an indie artist, you know, he's not going to sell it to anybody. So he was just kind of trying to get his name out there. And one day he logged into his YouTube page and he had been sent like over 100 copyright takedown notices for his own music. And he found out that somebody had downloaded all the music off of his webpage and then submitted a copyright on it.
Oh.
And, like, it put it on Spotify and stuff. I was, like, making royalties and stuff on it. And then, like, hit the original artist with copyright infringement because... And so, like, I thought it was a really interesting story. And so, like, I emailed that guy. And I was like, you know, hey, I thought your story was really interesting. And, like, you know, I had questions for him and stuff, and he's like, yeah, I'd love to do it. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, when can we schedule it? And he's like, dude, anytime, you know, let's figure out a date. And so I was like, okay, you know, we're available this time, this time, this time, and this time. He's like, oh, I'm not really interested anymore, but thanks.
We probably found out what the name of our show was.
And that's your fault.
How is it my fault? Why don't you just go to these people and, like, right off the bat tell them, hey, look, we're wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Producer Travis in the chat, he electrical taped the cord making the buzzing sound. So Producer Travis is on it. He's alerting people to, you know, stick with us. We're working through it. Thanks, Travis, for your help. I was also asked by the chat room to say Pootie Tang. I'm not really sure why.
Pootie Tang was a movie, and it was a relatively okay movie.
And that's really all we can...
It wasn't really that good of a movie.
I remember seeing it, but I don't remember anything about it. Didn't whack people with a belt?
Yeah, the premise was a black man slaps people. And that was actually pretty funny. I did laugh.
Did you see the preview for that Kevin Costner movie, Draft Day?
This will definitely return him to A-list status from that fucking Waterworld movie.
You think?
Yeah, this is it.
Doesn't it kind of seem like they're just like, how do we make another Moneyball without calling it Moneyball 2?
I'm sure they'd like to. I mean, they made money on that, and they didn't really put that much into it.
I mean, they're like, okay, the behind-the-scenes thing with sports, you know, the upper office stuff, that makes great movies. So let's do that again, only we'll put Kevin Costner in it.
Yeah. It'll be draft day.
Have you ever like tried to watch the NFL draft?
No.
It's mind-numbingly dull. It's kind of like watching the NFL, really, because like, you know, if you actually watch a football game, there's so little action in between like really long setups and like commentary and bullshit. And I mean, like, you know, footballs, I watch football sometimes and I enjoy it, but I mean, really, really, there's not a whole lot there.
No, there isn't. Same with basketball. It's a little more fast paced, but I mean, you're going to watch 100 to 100 games.
You know how you can improve football? If you just take out any, like stoppages in play. Like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you tackle somebody and they're down, like, you guys just got to keep fighting until someone gets up with the ball.
You mean like rugby?
Is that rugby?
Yeah.
Let's do that. Isn't that so much better?
I just think that, you know, it should be more like hockey. You get TV timeouts once in a while, but, I mean, when it's time to drop that fucking ball and play, you fucking do it. You don't sit there and wait 30 damn seconds for no reason.
Yeah, and, like, I mean, if you get up and, like, you know, the quarterback wants to throw again, then you got to get it to the quarterback, and you hand it to him, and then he throws it before somebody fucking clobbers him.
Yeah, just give him, you have 15 seconds to get that fucking play going again, or else you turn it over immediately.
Right.
Unless, you know, somebody's down and they've got a bone sticking out of their leg or something.
There's just too much downtime.
Yeah.
It needs to all be immediate.
That's why I like hockey, because we don't have no horseshit like that.
I guess everybody's catching up. Everybody's putting rugby in the chat now.
Yeah. And
they probably haven't heard you say rugby yet.
I hope they understand there's like a 40-second delay. So we used to be able to like almost real-time chat with our fucking chat room, and now there's so much of a fucking delay, it's impossible.
They're catching up to what we said like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, we liked Gwar too.
Man, that was such an awesome song.
I unplugged all the music because I thought that was the buzz. And it wasn't the buzz.
What's the buzz?
So now how do I play the music? It's all unplugged.
Plug it back in.
Are you excited about the Rihanna interview? This is big for you. Like, I mean, like,
I would be so sad if I was Rihanna. This would be like you're going into a studio to get interviewed by Oprah. And then instead of Oprah, it's like some assistant, and they said, oh, we're gonna green screen in Oprah later.
Well, I mean, you kind of have a little redeeming to do from last week.
No, I was...
You sucked last week.
Dude, I was playing video games.
You were playing video games, and you were not on the show last week.
Dude, fucking Paul was here. He was...
I barely count that as a Napier appearance on the show.
Paul was here.
You were a disgrace. Also, you're my rock, Napier.
Also, I think there was a little delay in the little stream so that we couldn't talk proper. It was all like flaccid penis. Like, man, this ain't working.
You were flaccid penis?
No, I was fucking rock hard. It was you guys. You guys weren't bringing the dick.
What game was it that you were playing?
Hearthstone. I wanted to play World of Tanks, but I thought I would scream obscenities too much randomly. I didn't want you guys to hear me scream obscenities into my little microphone.
Do you want to talk to Rihanna now, or do you want to wait a bit?
That depends on how much time we've killed.
Oh, Rihanna's here. Hi, Rihanna.
Hi, Rihanna.
Guys, welcome to the Wheel... Hold on, let me turn your mic on, Rihanna. How are you today? This is Napier. He's going to be the one that's interviewing you. I'm just
oh my
here.
Gosh.
Yeah, I know it's overwhelming, but you know, it's
the smell will dissipate. I mean, you just got to keep the door open and it's going to waft out of here like a giant radioactive cloud.
Yeah, I'm drinking a beer right now. I know that, you know.
Hold on, wait. Shannon, Napier has a crush on this chair. It's a fat joke. She won't get that for like 30 seconds, but let's keep going.
There are more creative ways to do that.
Yeah, that was kind of a weak joke.
Yeah, I know.
There are Brianna's right. There are more creative ways to, you know, make fat jokes than talk about breaking chairs. Come on, help us out here, man.
Okay.
So you want to get right into the bulk of the interview here?
Yes.
Okay, I'll shut up. My mic is off. This is your time.
Okay, Rihanna. I like big piles of coats. How do you feel about big piles of coats?
I don't have much, so I just, anytime I see a good rack, I'm like, wow.
Oh, you like them on racks better. Okay, I understand. So, you made a song about eating pie. Do you like other people who also eat pie, like, exclusively?
Well, sometimes when you go in a club, you know, there are those girls who make out with girls. And, you know, whether you're straight or not, they will walk up to you and flirt with you the whole time, pull at you, and put their hands all over you and dance. And it's like, you entertain it because you're just having fun, but that doesn't mean that you're that way. And that's what that song really is saying.
Yeah, I hate it when people, you know, just assume that I like pie as well. But I do like pie.
I love you. Thank you.
Drunk is late. Are you surprised?
I have a question. Is he on the show all the time?
No, he's not. He's billed to be on the show all the time. But no, he is in fact not here. It's kind of like when you see a reoccurring character on an episode. Like, they'll say like, oh, starring Marlon Brando. But he's never there. He was on one episode.
He's young, so he's like a lot of energy. He's very playful. He makes you laugh a lot.
Yeah, he's like Casper. He's a friendly ghost. You can never really fucking see him, but you know he's there in spirit.
I'm glad I made this trip out here.
So, what do you think about wiener tucking? Now, I know you know some people who wiener tuck, but what's your stance on wiener tucking?
I love that.
Oh, that's excellent. Question number two. In your music videos...
There's been a lot more than two questions.
No, this was about genitals.
Okay.
Question number two. Your clitoris, do you like that pierced? Do you like pierced clitorises?
Let me see. It depends.
Well, what does it depend?
This is you?
So I got a question for you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know. We've got a bunch of them here. Now, do you like drinking at clubs and getting drunk? I can't hear you. You got to speak into the microphone, sweetie.
I can't find it.
Are you speechless? Mouth agape.
Guys, remember I'm 21. I could get drunk.
Excellent. She is 21. She can get drunk. Speaking of getting drunk, if you could get into a magical pod and capture our friend away from his job.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, would you go get him for us? Would you send your limousine and your entourage?
Wow. And this is hilarious to you, isn't it?
Yeah.
You guys are very sweet.
I think so. I have been told I have candy drop nipples. They are wonderfully rosy and sweet. And they are constantly covered in a sugar-like lacquer that comes from my mouth.
I love that.
Thank you, Rihanna. My serious medical condition will not gross you out. Now, what we really, the question everybody wants to know is, remember that Waterfall song from like the 90s? I remember that song. Do you? Do you remember that song?
I said eh.
What?
I said eh.
Eh? Yeah, that's what they said in the song. Like, hello, A, Waterfalls. So I heard you're from Barbados. Is any of that true? I don't want to assume that about you. I don't want to assume that every, you know, black person's from Barbados.
I'm from Barbados.
Okay, yeah. I mean, you throw enough darts at a dartboard, you're going to hit something.
I don't necessarily put it out there. Definitely not, but.
Well, thank you for coming by the show. Before we go, did you need to plug anything?
What was that, Rihanna? I'm sorry. What did you say?
Do you laugh like that all the time?
I try not to, but Napier amuses me sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes people get all slap happy around me, and then they get the giggle shits. They stamp their feet on the little toilet boards, and they just poo all over the place.
I'm glad I made this trip out here.
Me too, Rihanna. It was a lot of fun.
I really wish Drunk was here so that he could say all of these things to Rihanna.
Yeah. No, I think you did good. Rihanna, what do you think? Do you think that Napier did okay?
He is a lot of fun.
You're right, he is. He's just a blast.
Now, are you going to follow @drunkardstl on the Twitters?
Oh, no. No, don't do that. Don't do that, Rihanna. You don't want to do that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, no.
This must be one of the most fun jobs because your personality is very magnetic.
I think so. I bring people together. I'm Obama. I'm like Obama.
There are young girls out there who need to hear this.
I agree. There's so many young girls out there that need to hear everything that Napier has to say because
like,
he is just.
Like,
thank you.
Why do black people smell different?
Yes, root for him because he's doing something that you want to do, so yeah. You admire him.
Well, we'll say goodbye to Rihanna. But yeah, come back sometime. This was fun.
Yeah, whenever your schedule permits.
Right. And
no, I got him online.
Right, yeah. So we're gonna take a break. That went great.
That went wonderful.
We're gonna take a break. We'll be back in a few minutes, hopefully with our good pals to do Napier's sexy story time for the ladies.
God damn it, friends, call us. Don't leave me with my dick in my hand. Help me!
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Reifer. You might remember me from such radio shows as Where Did My Beer Go? Beer, the only beverage needed. And the Mr. Producer Show. I'm here to tell you about a wonderful app available for most smartphones. It's called TuneIn. This app allows you to listen to over 60,000 different AM, FM, and internet radio stations such as Radio FUBAR. You can download the app in your app store for free or go to TuneIn.com. You can download the app in your app store for free or go to TuneIn.com. TuneIn allows you to listen to our insanity anywhere.
There are shirts, and then there are shirts from HappyGoatShirts.com. If you're ready for a laugh-out-loud moment every time you get dressed, you need to order one of the outrageous shirts from HappyGoatShirts.com. At HappyGoatShirts.com, you'll find parodies of famous brands and sayings and just plain old funny stuff. They come in adult sizes as well as one-piece shirts for infants. You can even customize your shirts. Go ahead, get your laugh on. Order today at HappyGoatShirts.com.
You don't know me.
Hello, welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I am joined by my co-host, Napier. I'm not going to give out the... Well, I mean, it's WFO Dicks, if you really want to know, but... We're busy right now because on the line we have our good friend Matt Leroy from Dead Men Talking, who was on just a little while ago. Hello, Matt.
How we doing, guys?
We also have from Not Safe for Water Coolers and countless other podcasts, Miss Shannon Lake.
Hi, everyone.
And also on the line, Megatron. Hey, Megatron.
Hello. I hope I'm very loud because I'm very important. People need to hear me.
Well, I'm glad to have you on the phone, Megatron. Have you had dinner yet?
No, I have not had dinner. Megatron does not eat, but he needs an oil change pretty soon, so we should really get started with this.
Megatron, I was a huge fan of yours back in the 80s. I used to cut your photo out of all of my little picture books and slap them on big titty ladies on Playboy and then jerk off to them. It was so fucking hot.
That's great. I used to jack off to myself, too.
Little mirror jack. Mirror Jackin's the best.
So, Megatron, did you work today?
Megatron doesn't work. People work for Megatron.
That's a good point.
He has a point.
That is a
fair
point.
You can't really argue with that. So, Napier Sexy Storytime, we've done this several times. And our favorite one, by far, was the RoboCop Batman one.
Yes.
And so what I've done is I have gone and I've found another work of art by the same author. His name is Comics Nix. And this one is Transformers and Star Wars. It's like a mashup of worlds.
Like the last one.
Yeah, like the last one. I don't know if they all... I know he also has one that... I think it's Superman and Inspector Gadget.
That is so hot.
Yeah, which is a strange combination. But I've gathered our friends here. We were going to... Matt actually stepped in at the very last minute, so I appreciate it, Matt, because, you know, as you know, my co-host is incredibly unreliable. And so Matt will be playing the part of Jabba the Hutt. Shannon will be Princess Leia. Megatron will be playing the part of Megatron.
That's a big get.
Yes.
It is. It's a huge get. We had Rihanna and Megatron. Oh my God, Megatron is in the chat room as Megatron. Megatron, I didn't know you were on Twitter. Where can people follow you at?
I just took over the Squarehead Kid assholes.
Oh.
Now I Squarehead Kids Megatron.
Squarehead
My
Kids
head
are
is
on...
a square.
Are you going to be on Squarehead Kids? Like they just recently had a co-host that may have left. You don't really know yet, right?
Fuck those guys. Fuck them fucking lame-ass co-hosts.
Can we just cancel the whole thing and just like let Megatron like read a recipe to something or something?
Is Megatron black? Because Megatron sounds black.
One star scream off that screen.
What?
Is Megatron black?
Megatron, are you black? No, he's
Megatron silver. Is silver and purple. So yes, he's probably black. He likes grapes.
It's platinum.
Megatron, do you know any of the lyrics to MC Hammer's Adam's Family Groove?
No, I did not watch that.
Oh. That's a shame.
MC Hammer.
Okay, so do you want to just get into it, Napes?
Yeah, let's...
Okay, so... Napier will be the narrator, as usual, and I guess I will play the part of Optimus Prime, although I was excited for Drunk to do that, because Drunk is the man of 1,001 voices.
All of them rapey.
So, yeah, I mean, go ahead.
Love beyond circuits, love beyond flesh. Optimus Prime is entering Megathorn.
Megatorn secret base.
The fight was vicious, and the other Transformers got caught. Optimus needed to free them. Then he enters Megatron Kang Chamber.
Is that Egatro? Is that supposed to be Megatron? It says Egatro.
Well, it's in blue, so whoever's...
Megatron, free my Transformer pals or suffer lead metal consequences.
Shout Potonimus.
You will never defeat me, leader of the Auto Boys. Except the ones will rule the galaxy.
You will have to jump over my dead corpse.
And Optimus run at Megatron's direction, shooting blaster projectiles. Megatron runs to a secret chamber and Optimus go behind. But it's a trap. Optimus gets stuck into a titanium metal bar cages. And Megatron brags.
Now, Optimus, you will be my financier, whatever that is. Will help to pay my death satellite to kill the Earth.
What?
And Megatron open his spaceship and embark the jailbirded Optimus Prime. He set a course to a distant planet on a galaxy far away. After some weeks, the Megatron spaceship arrives at Tatooine. He seeks for Jabba the Hutt, who receives him.
Thor, Megatron!
Say Jabba.
Brought me the specimen?
Yes.
Say Megatro.
Where's the money?
Here. And it was a very good exchange. I hope we made.
For sure, Jabba. Now, here. Your new slave.
And Megatron lend Optimus to Jabba.
Ah!
Say Jabba.
A new robot to my collection. You will entertain my co-tumors for some time.
Optimus is very angry and shout to Jabba.
Oh, I'll never be your slave. You cannot control me.
Yes, I can. If you try to escape, I will kill your cell companions.
And Jabba take Optimus to his cell. There he finds the other prisoner Jabba was talking about.
Hi, I'm Leia. This is R2-D2, and this is C-3PO. Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, Leia. I'm Optimus Prime, leader of the Autobots. What they are going to do?
Well, I don't know. Jabba said he opened a new service on Tatooine to entertain people from staying from other planets. I hope he don't kill us. If only I could contact Luke, my brother.
Don't be afraid, Leia. I will find a way out.
And they waited and talked. Leia told about the rebels, Han Solo, in Carbonite, and her love for him. The next day, guards awakened the prisoners and took them to the Colosseum. It were big and was full of aliens and people from all over the universe. Jabba speakers at a microphone.
Greetings, dear customers. Welcome to the first luxury multi-species Colosseum of the galaxy. Here our first slaves will have pleasures beyond imagination, and will please you too. Don't feel ashamed. Put your clothes off and jerk at will. Ha ha ha. No extra expenses are charged by cleaning the place. Toilet paper is at your right side of your chair. Condoms are charged separately. Have safe sex. And let the show begin.
I mean, that's like a positive message. Jabba the Hutt, you know, he's coming through and, like, you know, encouraging condom use and stuff. That's
and,
cool, right?
And whacking it.
Sure, no charge out, for the extra cleanup.
Pull out your big alien penis and heave that fucker right into this hefty bag and just load that bad boy up.
Megatron, do you encourage condom use?
Of course, because the Earthlings shouldn't be procreating, because then there's just more of them to kill for me. When do we get in the script to where I get to actually blow up the Earth with my death thingy? Death satellite?
I think that's how it ends. I mean, we'll have to stay tuned and see.
Okay. I just... like your part.
Fucking Megatron. Okay, Napier.
Optimus are there, looking around, seeing that multitude of people. He can do nothing, even if he tries to fight. Jabba can kill Leia and the others that he didn't mention. They are fragile, so he must go, let go his pride and please the haughtly audience of pedos. All of the five slaves have microphones, so what they say the audience can enjoy. Jabba firmed a contract with the consumers that moaning and profanities are a right they have, so the slaves must keep shit-chatting while sodomizing one another. Prime sits down on the dirty ground and wait. Leia comes near him.
Oh, Optimus, I'm so sorry we met this way.
Don't be ashamed, Leanne. It's not our free will that approves this horrifying spectacle of pure sacrilege against flesh and circuits. It will be over in some hours.
Wow, a big talker.
No shit.
I'm gonna fuck you for hours. With my big giant metal dick.
Oh no.
Said the 20-foot-tall robot. Leia jumped on Primus' legs and walked to his hips. Oh, she is going to get fucking wrecked. She is going to be pissing from new holes when this is done.
Oh, no. Now, Optimus, show me your metal cock.
It sounds like she's crying. That makes it hotter.
I am crying.
Said Princess Leia with a moaning and whoring voice, and readily Optimus engaged into the sex serving mode. A hatch opened and slowly a cylindrical monster of lead and gold emerged from the opening crotch gate.
Lead and gold?
Yeah. That seems like an odd mesh of things. Like that sounds like really soft when you compare it to other metals, but I guess when you compare it to dicks, it's actually really hard.
Megatron, do Decepticons have the same type of cocks?
See, this is really miscasting. I probably should have been one to fuck Leia, because, I mean, you've seen my cannon before. It's a lot bigger than fucking Optimus Prime's. Look at that thing. Look in chat. Look at the size of that thing. It's as big as me. It's fucking terrible.
That is a big fucking cannon.
Bet when Megatron...
Megatron is very top-heavy. Like, I mean, he's got, like, little chicken legs. He's got, like, a big bulky body and then, like, little chicken legs.
His wang folds up into his chest cavity.
I mean, like, where does the donger come?
Just in great shape, fucking like crazy.
You see that? See that right leg? See that right leg? That's actually a penis. He's actually wrapped it around his core and his torso. He's walking on it.
He just straps that cannon on. Where were we? I don't even remember. Oh, okay, we were at Shannon's line. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, we were at...
No, we were at your line.
It was okay. Shining and was totally waxed, but was too big to Leia to be fucked. 40 inches of diameter and 6 feet of height. Jabba was not pleased.
How that stupid robot penetrate Leia now? His dick is taller than me! Megatron fooled me!
Regretted Jabba. He kept thinking about a solution. Leia looked, and because the show must go on, she did her best while Jabba tries to fix the situation.
Oh, Optimus, I guess I have to tenderize your metal dick for me to fully appreciate its wonderfulness.
Leia, your rubber-clad fuck! Leia, your leather-clad bikini lighten up my boron buttocks.
Leia rubbed with her stretched arms the metal dick up and down, but it was dragging her skin. Even if it was polished and had no jagged edges, she needed to lubricate it.
Prime, do you have something good to facilitate my work?
Yes, my power love. Here, have this squeezing tube. It contains graphite. Just rub all will be right.
Yeah, shove this sand up your hoo. It'll polish up my metal cock real good.
Shine bright like a diamond.
And Leia did it. Her body got darkened by the graphite dust, but she liked it. And masturbating Potamus was very easy and pleasurable. R2-D2 approached Optimus and asked permission to land. You.
What?
That's your line.
Where?
Grind, my fellow.
Granted, my fellow.
Oh, fuck, I didn't highlight that. Granted, my fellow, cylindrical pal, you can enter my dark caves of mystery.
Said Optimus. Said R2-D2. This was his first time fucking a robot. But not his first time fucking. He was completely virgin of robot and was very ashamed he had to explode his intimacy in front of an audience of millions. But their lives were at stake, so he must swallow all of his prejudice and engage full head in this life-altering experience.
It's fake.
Leia.
Said Optimus.
Hang on.
And Leia hold very harder Optimus dick. Optimus got up a bit and gave space to R2-D2. Leia was hanging on Optimus dick while R2-D2 stretched the best coordinates to penetrate Optimus experimental anus. Luckily for him, Prime's anus was automated to adjust the best diameter for foreign objects entering him. R2-D2 positioned and Optimus seated on him. R2 was shaking in frame. Optimus' anal cavity was dark and moist. Had some loose wires and was rubbing from the inside. He started to think sex was not made for coward robots like him.
Don't be afraid,
said Optimus to R2.
I'll help you.
And Optimus' bounce light got on. Everything was illuminated, and R2 really saw what it was. A beautifully adorned rectum full of portraits of Prime's human friends that had already visited the place.
He has a hole in his asshole. He has pictures of everyone who's ever been in his asshole.
Oh, do you think they're digital ones where they kind of scroll through different people? I bet they're all little kids.
It's like a roller coaster. You know, you get your picture taken on the roller coaster, and then they can show it to
Megatron,
you.
Megatron, you realize that Optimus Prime will never win an argument with you ever again, because you can always say, yeah, but you have a bunch of dudes' pictures in your asshole. Megatron didn't think that joke was funny. I'm sorry, Megatron.
Sorry.
You insult me. Why would he have ever won a conversation with me before?
I'm just saying, like, you know, you have an ace up your sleeve forever. I mean, you don't even have to try anymore. Shannon.
Yes.
How would you like to be able to, like, put, like, a Hall of Fame, like, in your vagina? Of, like, photographs of everyone who's ever been there.
I would need a really long vagina. Just saying.
And then let me ask 30 you this. Feet long. Would your kids get in as a technicality?
Well, yeah, I've only gave birth to one, so I guess I could give her a corner or a spot. Are we talking, like, 8x10s or wallet sizes?
Probably wallets, right?
I mean, at least something.
Well, then, yeah, 30 feet long would be adequate, I guess. Yeah.
What do you think, R2-D2?
Fuck yeah. I'll have sex with that robot, too. He's kind of dick-shaped.
So the way he sounds like he's in Optimus's rectum for real.
It's all echoey.
It is.
He is far away, and he is in his butthole, so it's okay.
A camera appeared from a wall and photographed R2-D2 and immediately put a portrait of him on the bowel wall. R2-D2 got very placid and calm. After he saw those happy faces on the portraits, he knew Optimus would never hurt him inside there. So R2 looked around, found a button. It was an elevator button that raised him up in the bowels. R2 arrived at a tight place where his metal body got stuck. At first, R2 got scared, but then the elevator got down and got up and down and up, making a sine wave pattern movement with R2-D2. R2 thought a bit and felt a pleasure down his electrical circuits and optical cables. Anal sex is like this? If it is, he really liked a lot. He was upping and downing, rubbing inside Optimus' upper bowels. Paraffin wax got sprayed all over R2 to help lubricate. Optimus' bowel walls were made of carbon nanotubes covered with soft pinky pillows of pure Putna's cottony. They adjusted on the fly the pressure all over R2 body and the elevator speed according to R2-D2 willingness to go deeper with his innermost sexual fantasies. Do you think the little kids were on that and they thought, wow, this is a weird ride?
Optimus Prime's butt has an elevator in it.
And it's to give him anal pleasure.
Optimus Prime's wild ride?
Just full of pink throbbing cables and
so
smelly
many
grease. At first, R2 wanted to go slow to feel the texture on his metal cover, but later his inhibitions got away and the elevator got faster, and Optimus got a surprise for him. Neon gas tubes appeared all over the walls, and a range of different colors illuminate the inside of Optimus's ass with all the colors of the spectrum. So he's like the underside of a little Mexican kid's car. So whenever you see a little cholo, like, going down the street with, like, neon lights all over the outside of his car, you can just think, that's the opening to Optimus's prime anus.
This guy is brilliant, right?
Oh, this
do
is...
Do you think he's bullshitting? Like, do you think this is for real?
Oh, God, no.
I mean, this is some dude fucking around with us, right?
No, this no. proves that Andy Kaufman isn't dead.
He believes. I swear.
It was a real shame R2-D2 couldn't smell the daisy fragrance permeating Optimus's anus. R2 had no nose. As R2 was a robot, even infrared and ultraviolet colors appeared, and that profusion of rainbow happiness filled R2-D2 with the purest passion he never had from his robotic pairs. He always was considered a freak of the robot school. Every robot dispissed him because his adventurous ambition. He wanted to see all the stars, the other life forms. He didn't want to be a hamburger frying slave all of his life, doing menial tasks that nobody would remember him in the future. No, he wanted to be remembered, wanted to leave a mark on history. His robotic schoolmates were just stupid for him, so he picked fights all the grades he did.
He went to robot school? R2-D2?
Yeah.
This has got to be autobiographical.
You think?
Yeah.
This is all from
it's
R2's perspective.
It's getting a little deep, isn't it? I mean, like, right now it's a robot climbing around in Optimus Prime's ass, and like we're getting into like R2-D2 like when he was a kid in school. That's weird, right?
If R2-D2 goes all Jeremy on everybody and shoots everybody in his robot school, we got problems.
Well, sometimes authors, when they're, you know, they're doing a story, they'll relate to their times. So maybe this dude had a lot of anal sex in grade school.
And he fought a lot.
Yeah, and he fought a lot. He got fucked in the ass and he beat people up. He was a real road hog.
I'm sorry, continue.
Trouble was his name and no one loved him.
Oh, God.
R2 Trouble D2.
Huge anal sex pervert. Because no one approved his future plans for his life. But finally he found someone robot that can see him from inside. That he's actually looking on their inside.
So, R2-D2's fallen hard for this elevator anal adventure. I mean, like, you know, he's talking love. He's talking about the future.
If a giant anus ever, like, engulfed me...
Even if he sees, you know, Optimus Prime's, like, full roster plastered on the walls of his asshole, he still wants in.
Yeah.
He wants to be the last picture at the end of that wall.
Yeah, he's got to put a ring on it.
Settle down, R2.
I know, seriously.
Hold that hog. Someone that wants to please him. That wants to give a hand and collect nothing in return. C-3PO was his friend, but Optimus is his lover. To return the favor to Optimus, opening his eyes to the sexual lust all robots should have in their lives, R2-D2 started to expel small shockwaves inside of Optimus' bowel, giving the Autobot the most tender demonstration of love and gratitude he ever received in his life. This action reflected at Optimus' penis that got slightly more elongated, something that pleased Leia.
Optimus Prime,
said Princess Leia with a sensual voice.
You are a very horny individual.
Oh, Leia, don't say that. Actually, this is the first time someone rubs my dick.
While rubbing Optimus' dick with her humid, engorged vagina, Leia felt...
No, try that word again.
Engorged?
There you go.
Engorged vagina. Leia felt a bit sorry for that robot. She was gonna squeeze that dick off.
Oh, Optimus, you don't use your cock with much frequency, do you? Just like somebody else I know on this show. Looking at you, Napes.
I used it 5 times before I got here. What you mean to say is nobody else but me uses it, and that might be true on most days.
It's okay.
Optimus lowered his head inside.
No, it's a problem being this tall. My Autobot friends don't have sexual appetites, actually. Being the leader, I'm the only capable of maintaining sexual intercourse systems. No other Autobot have it. And being anally penetrated don't really give me chills.
Liar.
He seemed to be fucking into it. I don't know what's going on. He's got a fucking elevator.
Yeah, he thought this through.
All right.
He had a construction crew in there. Somebody had to build that. Somebody had to go up inside of him and put an anal elevator.
This motherfucker was built for speed.
Mm-hmm.
And an anal hall of fame. That's going to take months.
Yeah, he doesn't get the chills, but he sure does let any Tom, Dick, or Harry up there to fool around.
He's got a camera, for Christ's sakes. He likes
He probably it. Has wainscoting in his ass. He's got all the trims and finishes. It's really nice.
Is Megatron still there? I'm afraid to ask.
I don't think he is. I think he got Megatron insulted.
Never leaves.
Oh, shit.
Just throwing up some hydraulic fluid for a while there.
You were just filling up. You're gearing up for the end when you destroy the Earth, right?
I'm waiting for it. I'm trying to read ahead, and I don't see it coming, so...
And the blonde ones never do. Leia got tears in her eyes. She embraced Optimus Dick very hard, trying to consolate that lone robot. But life is not that easy. She wanted to be 20 foot tall that moment.
All right,
said Jabba to Optimus from the microphone.
My engineers are going to adapt this organic penis at your crotch. This will give something more consistent in terms of action to our marvelous customers.
And a couple of alien men went and started to adaptate the strange alien penis to Prime's body. That penis was the property of a long-dead alien. Jar Jar Binks, to be more exact.
Oh my god.
After the Jedi massacre by the Emperor and Lord Vader, Jar Jar was captured while he was hiding at Tatooine by Jabba's bounty hunters. He was tortured for a week without rest, and after that time his body got quartered and his penis was sealed inside a carbonate container. A little trophy Jabba had been saving. But he was not hungry. His new business needed some sacrifices to be made, so now use Jar Jar penis for a greater purpose other than a snack. After a while, it's done. The penis is active, and Optimus can control it. His entire life, he has been praying for a small penis. And now he have one, given by his owner, Jabba. Leia looked Optimus' eyes and smiled tenderly. The Jar Jar penis got attached on the top of Optimus' metal penis. It looked like a small phimosis. Is that dick
like
mold?
Stockholm syndrome or something, right?
Yeah.
I mean, she got on board pretty quick.
Yeah, that didn't take too long.
She wasn't like, no, I don't want to do this. I mean, like, they were just like, all right,
do it. And she's like, oh, okay, well, if you're going to tell me to, sternly.
I mean, like, now he's, like, grateful that Jabba the Hutt gave him a
little dick to stick on his big dick.
Stick on his big dick.
But it smells like fish. Leia climbed his metal dick and reached the top. The moment arrived, finally. Optimus can fuck! Leia slowly put his alien dick inside her wet vagina. And Prime enjoy. Leia doesn't even is feeling ashamed of showing her sexual skills in front of millions of spectators. This moment is owned by the two, and they live it to the maximum their bodies permit. But now they're reaching their climaxes, and Optimus didn't thought a plan on how to go away. See, every guy should know an exit strategy when fucking a broad he just met. You really need to know that. Is there a fire escape? Where's the back door? Did you drive? All of those things you plan ahead before you fuck strange bitches. Damn it, Optimus. How could you be so masculine and yet not know this? But Leia, while fucking, looked to Optimus' eyes and made lip movements, and Prime read her lips.
Contact Luke. His phone number is 1-2-3-6-3-26-7.4-2-4-753.1.
That is also a phone number that you cannot contact.
And Optimus did, but it was far too many numbers. No one could know he was doing that. They had no telephone jammers at the Colosseum. While in contact with Luke Skywalker, Optimus gave his coordinates of Jabba Palace, and now he can save Leia. He also forwarded him many sexual photos of his sister, fully engorged into Jar Jar Binks' penis. The climax arrived. This is the moment Optimus and Leia have been waiting. The consummation of their love for one another. The most pleasurable experience a robot can achieve in his fight-directed existence. The Jar Jar penis is ready to come. Leia pussy is getting tighter.
Travis in the chat. Guys, someone spent some of their precious time on this earth writing this. Even
it's
more pathetic.
So good.
We're reading it.
And giggling like we're in the fifth grade.
I spent all day trying to cast the characters.
I printed it out and highlighted it.
Reading of this bullshit.
I swear to you, on my wedding night, when I'm taking my bride in my bed, I will scream at her, "Wife pussy getting tighter."
I hope it's me. I hope it's me. I hope it's me. Fingers crossed.
And then we will have kids.
Yes.
R2-D2 is already coming his coming liquids, and then it falls. Jar Jar's penis get flaccid, and not a small drip of juice get out. It simply failed. Leia lowered her head. All of the customers started to shout and profanize and throw tomatoes and lettuces at the sex slave.
Lettuces?
Lettuces.
I think the plural is lettuce-i. I think that's the proper pluralization of that. This guy's a fucking idiot.
I thought it was lead-ice.
No, lettuce-i.
Lettuces. Jabba got angry because his plan got all wrong. And everybody want the money back. But the slaves will pay. After they returned inside Jabba Palace, Jabba started to talk to them. You know what? Maybe his big fuck-up of his plans were that he put on a sex show for millions of people in a stadium and had three fuck partners go on at the exact same time.
And two of them are robots.
And one's inside the other that you can't see.
I mean, before you make a sex show, shouldn't your first question be, do you have a functional dick?
You should be asking Matt Leroy about this. He knows about sex and robots. That's like Thursday for him. Thursday supper time, dinner time.
Right before our show.
Yeah.
You have sex with a robot?
Tons.
Yeah. Continue. I'm sorry.
It's Jabba's line.
Sometimes when I want to have robot sex with somebody, I put a picture of fat Christy Alley on my couch and one of those fuck tubes in between couch cushions so I can picture that I'm fucking Christy Alley when it's really my couch.
I'll let you put Christy Alley's face on my face. I'll get a tattoo of her face on my face.
You'll need more face.
Why deny the offer of me being your personal fuck tube? Napes. God. I'm throwing myself at you.
Most people do.
He's irresistible.
Mike has been shadow jacking it under the table this entire time.
No, I'm almost finished.
Now I'm gonna kill you all, starting by.
But he was interrupted.
Sir, Luke Skywalker is heading our direction.
Luke, the execution will wait. Come on, robots and Leia. You, Optimus, stay in the cage, or Leia dies in the Sarlacc pit if I come back and don't see you.
No!
And Optimus stayed in cell. Leia told him to go away. Luke could save them, but wanted to stay. His love for her created a strong bond between them. But no, the Auto Boys are priority. He must go back and save them. Optimus sneaked out of the palace and stole a ship and headed for Earth. He's a 20-foot tall robot. Does he really need a fucking starship? Where did he sneak out of? How do you sneak a building out of another building? Christ.
Hey, did you guys see Optimus Prime? Where the fuck did he go?
No, we didn't see him, bro.
He's in stealth mode.
He must have snuck out any of the other building tall holes.
Some guy drove out of here in a truck a little while ago, but I haven't seen Optimus Prime.
And that truck was all smelly and sticky on the back.
And there was an alien dick hanging from the bumper.
It was just flapping around all black and dead.
It just made it.
It kept hitting the ground and making little chain link noises. Ka-chink, ka-chink. Sparks were flying off the tip.
All right, we're running out of time. We gotta finish this up.
While in the ship heading back, he felt something inside his pocket. It was a letter from Leua. It reads.
Wait, when did she have time to write a letter?
Well, she was grinding on top of his dead dong.
That's a good question, Matt. When did she have to? See, because, like, they met, and then they immediately went out into, like, you know, the fuck arena. And then she was fucking his big metal dick with the graphite, and then fucking the Jar Jar Binks dick, and then they went back to jail. So when was the letter written? Maybe. I mean, like, this story just lost all credibility with me. I mean, it was all believable up until that.
Maybe she wrote it on a part of his body that folds up inside of himself with her snood juice, and he was able to use the infrareds like they use at the hotels to see all the semen stains, and he noticed a jizz stain written in perfect English.
Optimus, we're in the middle of a war, and you and your companions too. But after all the sense, please come back. I know who the man of my life is. It's not Solo. It's you. I must stay with him after you depart. But if you come back, my arms will be open for you. Love you so much. Leia.
And the letter ends. Optimus knew he had a long battle against the Decepticons. But one day, he will make his woman happy. One day.
And then Megatron destroyed the Earth with his Death Star.
And then Megatron destroyed the Earth.
And then Megatron destroyed the Earth.
The end.
The Autoboys did not come and rescue them. The Earth was not saved.
Who is that? Who is that guy that came and did that one line? I mean, we were so wrapped up in the moment, we didn't even...
Matt.
Wow. It wasn't me.
It wasn't Matt.
It wasn't me.
I don't know who it was. It was a mystery.
I do a pretty good dude voice.
Was it you?
Yeah.
Well, guys, that was incredible.
Thank
it
you.
It was.
Dan?
Yes.
Dan, you didn't have a part in this one.
I think I was... I did a supporting role.
He was there in spirit.
He was the graphite...
he played the part of graphite.
The graphite lube. I was the anal elevator. That was actually my nickname in high school.
The anal elevator?
Yeah, the anal elevator.
It's not a bad idea, really.
No, I just... I wonder whoever built Optimus Prime, why, like, it's nice that they included an elevator in his butt so that somebody could get in there to maintain the Hall of Ass Fame.
The trailer moved up into his asshole. An anal elevator.
So that's what he keeps in the trailer. His giant anal elevator filled with sex jelly and snood juice. And it looks like a recreation of the Lady Man set from Saturday Night Live.
Well, that explains, remember how on the cartoon his trailer would always come out of nowhere? Now we know where it was coming from.
It's in his ass.
Yeah, whenever he was transforming it, that trailer would just show up. But now we know he just pooped it out.
Does that mean the trailer is his anus inside out? Like... He poops out the silver.
His trailer is like a pink sock.
Yeah,
it's a prolapsed anus. Transformer anus.
Wow.
Yeah. But then the pictures would be on the inside, right?
Mind blown.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Auto boys, roll out.
Or roll in.
Quick, all of my human companions, get inside of me.
Dan, were you a Transformers fan when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah. I was a big Transformers fan.
Do you have any questions or anything for Megatron? I mean, this is a big deal. I'll share that with you.
I just, which Transformer were you most, like, which Autobot were you the most afraid? Were you afraid of any of them? And if so, which one?
I was never afraid of any Auto Boys. It's a bunch of favors.
Goodness.
Now I know why Optimus has such a voluptuous and, like, really robust anal system. There were no girl Autobots.
Auto Boys. Guys, we didn't ask Dr. Napier questions. I mean, do you want to do the lightning round real quick?
I have a Dr. Napier question just right off the top of my head.
Okay, Dan.
Okay, song first.
So last week I went to the barber, got my hair cut, and while I was in there waiting, I saw a guy in there. He was in there before me, and I've never seen him before in my life, okay? And it's a small town, so that doesn't happen that often. Then, like about an hour later, I went to the grocery store and I saw that exact same guy at the grocery store. So my question is, are we soulmates?
Oh. Well, you at least had a plan, like you had to go get your hair cut that day. You had to go to the grocery store.
So you guys had the same plan.
And if it was like any small town I know, they probably just work at the same place.
Dan, you should put like a missed connections thing up on Craigslist, because obviously you should have fucked that guy.
Yeah, sad. Like, I saw you at the barber and then later at the store, and we never made direct eye contact, but I know you were thinking of me. And then...
lightning round. We got to get through this in 4 minutes. From Travis Hulse, Mary Fuck Killed, Drunk, A Hot Pocket, or Unfit for FM?
Well, easily Mary Unfit for FM.
Right.
They're my life partner.
Match.
I guess I would kill drunk with the hot pocket anally and then have sex with the hot pocket.
Oh, I like it.
From Shannon, is there any way I could impregnate Anna Kendrick? I really think we would make adorable cup-playing children.
Potentially. You have to use science and metal tubes, and they have to take your ovary eggs and turn them into spermatozoas.
They probably could, like, mix their Dina, right?
Yeah.
Their Dina. From Anchor Babcock, if you can't connect to the stream, will you still answer this question? We almost didn't, Anchor, but we got it in. From Mandy Weaver, what is normal sex, asking for a friend?
Hey, I'm kind of hard up this week. You think you could give me a pity fuck?
Megatron, yes. What is normal sex?
The opposite of whatever Optimus Prime was doing.
And from Indio Techno, when are you going to play Titanfall with me?
Oh, I don't have Titanfall.
Oh.
He wants to play video games with you.
Oh. Tell him to get World of Tanks.
Isn't that adorable?
Indio Techno, download either World of Tanks or Hearthstone, and hit me up, and we'll play World of Tanks.
Dan, what's coming up on the Furnacast?
I heard that as World of Tangs, like Poontangs.
World of Tangs.
World of Taints.
Coming up on the Furnacast, we explore Shannon calling Mandy a heifer earlier today.
No,
is Mandy there?
Yeah, Mandy's here.
Hi, Mandy.
Hi, I've spoken like 3 times.
No way. Really?
Oh, I can't tell lady voices apart.
Oh. You all sound the same.
Racist.
Well, there's something in my brain that makes them go away.
Okay, so.
Like on the inside.
So Shannon called Mandy a heifer?
Yeah.
Well, that's
wow, that's mean.
That's
nice, Shannon.
And then she said, boo.
Oh, man.
No, I did not.
Where's my cattle prod? Where's my hot shot?
All right, I hung up on Shannon, guys.
Joking.
She's dead to me. How dare her say that to my friend Mandy?
Oh, no.
We're going to put shock collars on boobies. You know, like the ones where if the dog yells, you get a little shock, and I'm going to scream at boobies.
The best part, Shannon, the best part of it was that she didn't mean, she thought she was being endearing.
Oh.
Because they were kind of trading nicknames, like, related to farming. What did you call her, Mandy?
I said, I told Shannon she was the main filly of my herd.
And then she called her a heifer.
Right.
And then I saw it, and I was just like, bam.
Oh.
Life made.
Yeah.
I really do appreciate Shannon calling in and doing our story with us, but she's still dead to me.
You know what? She should really
used her now that she's all used up. you captured her essence, and now you don't need her anymore.
Do you think we could have Shannon cosplay as Leia, covered in graphite pencil markings?
We're getting a phone call, but the show's over.
Who is it?
Can I see who this is before I get rid of him, Dan?
I'm not getting a. I don't see any phone call coming in. So you.
Hi, caller. Who's this? Caller. They hung up. Okay. Stay tuned for the Furnacast, everybody. We're gonna get off their thing now.
Hey!
Yay! And thanks to Matt Leroy and Megatron from the Squarehead Kids.
Is he taking the place of Frank?
I think so.
He's a little smarter than Frank.
Does he get his feelings hurt every 5 fucking seconds?
Does Megatron like toast?
Megatron loves toast.
Will Megatron go to Las Vegas with us?
Megatron, you'll go to Las Vegas, right?
Of course.
You'll drive.
Shoot myself there.
Megatron's plane flies.
Would Megatron ask how something is, and then when someone responds, say, well, I'm fucking sick of hearing about it.
I tried answering.
My big burn is just to shoot people.
I feel bad for hanging up on Shannon.
I feel bad that you hung up on Shannon.
It's your fault.
No, it was Dan's fault.
You're the heifer.
Man, Mandy, you're just breaking up friendship.
Knock, knock.
Destroying lives.
Mandy destroyed a whole bunch of lives.
Do not answer that door.
Knock, knock.
Don't answer the door.
Who's there?
Don't you dare.
Interrupting Mandy?
Interrupting Mandy. Interrupting Mandy who?
Mandy failed. She's just staring
why
at me.
Why am I? I'm not participating in it. It's your dumb joke, you butthole.
Napier.
Clang.
It's that time.
Beep.
It's 9:32. The Furnacast is on.
Can I tell a
You're
joke?
You're ruining everything. No jokes. Just do the thing.
Can I tell a joke?
No, do the thing.
Let me tell a
you
joke
can tell
first.
A joke. Let him tell a joke.
Yeah.
I like right, jokes.
Let's hear your joke.
Why is 6 afraid of 7?
Because 7, 8, 9?
No, because 7 raped 6 when she was 5.
Oh, my God.
Now I really regret suggesting that he tell that joke now.
Welcome to the Furnacast,
everybody. That's how you want to end the show?
No, that's how I want to start the Furnacast. See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Hey, it's Napier. Join us Mondays 9-8 Central on RadioFubar.com. Join to chat or download the TuneIn app for smartphones and listen to it that way. Download our show on Stitcher, iTunes, Zune, whatever the fuck you want. No, they don't make Zunes. Or from RadioFubar.com. Rate us on iTunes. or Stitcher or fucking Facebook. By the way, you can follow us on Facebook.com/WFODicks, on Twitter at WFODicks, or you can follow us around on one of our mini channels at Shoza, at PJKSTL, at DrunkardSTL, or you can do shit that other people put up for me on Twitter at NapierIsms. Listen to other shows on Radio FUBAR because we're not dicks about it. And then buy a shirt. See you in hell.
What's that buzzing, Napier? What is making that sound? Do you hear that? I don't like it. I don't like it at all, the buzz sound.
It's not me.
Make it stop. It's not going away. This is terrible.
Oh, I think it's that. Oh, it is that. You're fiddling with it, and
guys,
it's making...
Guys, I found it. Hold on.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
You're making it worse.
Oh, my God.
You're making it worse.
Okay, it's fine now.
Well,
the buzzing stopped.
Because you stopped touching it.